Modine Manufacturing just filed a Form 425 with the SEC, which means a real deal is already in motion and physical AI infrastructure is consolidating through acquisition, not public markets. This matters because it signals that strategic buyers see cooling assets as durable, scarce, and worth owning outright at premium multiples. Here is what actually happened. On May 28, 2026, Modine filed a Form 425, a mandatory regulatory document that only appears when a company is actively communicating with shareholders about a pending merger or acquisition. The filing references a planned S-4 registration statement from Gentherm, which is acquiring Modine's Performance Technologies segment through a reverse Morris Trust transaction. The deal values that segment at roughly $1 billion, or approximately 6.8 times trailing 12-month adjusted EBITDA. Modine's shareholders will receive about $790 million of Gentherm stock and retain roughly 40% of the combined entity. The data center cooling business that is being spun off generated approximately $700 million in annual revenue in 2025 and is guiding for 20 to 35% sales growth. For a portfolio manager with exposure to data center REITs or cooling technology equities, the 6.8 times EBITDA multiple sets a public comparable for a data center cooling asset with $700 million in revenue and strong growth guidance. You need to model whether Gentherm's leverage will sustain that multiple before the S-4 is filed. For someone building a tokenized real-world asset platform using industrial infrastructure as collateral, this transaction anchors the valuation of your collateral pool to a public deal and changes how you should price cooling assets tied to AI infrastructure build-out, especially once the full pro forma balance sheet is visible. For a treasury officer at a company with data center infrastructure on the balance sheet, the Modine transaction signals that strategic buyers will pay premium multiples for physical cooling assets, which means you may be undervaluing your own balance sheet at book value. Watch for Gentherm's S-4 filing, which will contain the full deal economics and pro forma balance sheet. If secondary Form 425 filings appear from adjacent thermal management and liquid cooling names over the next 60 to 90 days, consolidation is a sector-wide trend, not a one-off transaction.